Why should we care about Bohmian mechanics at all?
Bohmian mechanics is so important because it is a counterexample to all the claims that the quantum world, and therefore all of nature, is not understandable. The goal of physics, apart from application, is to find out what is really going on in nature. It seems that the historical development of quantum mechanics led most physicists to give up on trying to understand the microscopic world and to limit themselves to the description of experiments. New phenomena seem to suggest that it was impossible to speak about nature objectively. This led not only to the general acceptance of many quantum mysteries, but some also considered them as true revelations. Now, the lesson of Bohmian mechanics is that this is not necessary. It is possible to understand quantum mechanics. Never give up on the goal of physics to try to understand what the world is made of and how this stuff behaves. Bohmian mechanics brings us closer to the answer of the question what nature is. Now, there's a very good quotation from John Bell. He was one of the really great physicists who very much appreciated this point. He wrote the article on the impossible pilot wave, and there he writes about his thoughts after he learned about Bohmian mechanics. He also called it the pilot wave model. But why then had Born not told me of this pilot wave, if only to point out what was wrong with it? Why did von Neumann not consider it? More extraordinarily, why did people go on producing impossibility proofs after 1952 and as recently as 1978? When even Pauli, Rosenfeld, and Heisenberg could produce no more devastating criticism of Bohm's version than to brand it as metaphysical and ideological? Why is the pilot wave picture ignored in textbooks? Should it not be taught, not as the only way, but as an antidote to the prevailing complacency, to show that vagueness, subjectivity, and indeterminism are not forced on us by experimental facts, but by deliberate theoretical choice?